In general, any production process works pretty much the same way. Inputs are combined in some way to produce some output. For instance, when you study for an exam, you take your inputs, energy, knowledge, and time, and combine these inputs to produce output, correct answers for your exam. In the same way, a tomato farmer takes inputs that include land, tractors, fertilizer, water, and labor, and combines them to produce output in the form of tomatoes. Below is a diagram that represents the production process. In this tutorial, we are going to concentrate on what happens in the middle square of the diagram. We'll examine the way inputs are combined to produce an output. But before we do that, we will begin by classifying the inputs of production for the farmer.